The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
And hello, America. Welcome to Fight Night in the United States. Wow. What an explosive hearing underway right now up on Capitol Hill. Our team here has been monitoring it, and honest to goodness, they should have turned this into a pay-per-view. It's Dr. Anthony Fauci going up against Senator Rand Paul, and here's the problem. Dr. Fauci is featherweight, and Rand Paul is heavyweight. And he is delivering some significant blows to Dr. Fauci in this Senate hearing up on Capitol Hill. Now, we're going to play a lot of audio in this segment of the program because you need to understand the context of what's going on. But we do have a tiny little snippet, I believe, of Dr. Fauci calling out Rand Paul and calling him a liar. All right, so we're working on that. And guys, if you could just send me the audio list so we'll know what we're dealing with today. But we've got a lot happening up on Capitol Hill. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. The live show blog is up and running, and we do have this video of the exchange between Dr. Fauci and Senator Paul up on our website at toddstarnes.com. And I'm telling you, it looked like Fauci was about to come unglued and come up out of his seat and physically attack Rand Paul.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individual. I totally resent that. And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
If anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you. I'm going to beat you up, you nasty man. Wear a mask, Senator Rand Paul. Jeez, Alou. I mean, the guy just came. You know what? That was the Brooklyn. That was the Brooklyn and Dr. Fauci. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the real Dr. Fauci right there. What you just heard is the real Dr. Fauci. Now, let me explain what's going on here, and I'm just going to cut to the chase. We've got a lot going on today, so we can't dilly-dally. We can't lollygag. Not on this radio program, ladies and gentlemen, mainly because we have Marjorie Taylor Greene coming up a little bit later. She's going to war with Twitter. And we've got a few other special guests, including our good friend, Coach Joe Kennedy. And we'll tell you more about that story in just a little bit. But I just want to cut to the chase. Here's what's happening. The federal government is about to mandate mandatory face masks for everybody, no matter what. They're also going to implement mandatory shutdowns. They are moving us to another shutdown in America. That's where all of this is going. So I just want you to, you heard it here first, but this is where it's all going. Now, the science doesn't add up. As a matter of fact, you will not hear them tell you how many people have actually died. Remember when they had the daily death count? 785 people dead of the China virus. Okay, well, you know what? Thousands of people die every day from heart disease. Can you imagine if they broadcast those numbers every single day? Jeez aloo. But the reason why is because hardly anybody is dying of the China virus anymore. And even then, going back to day one, we never did know how many people died specifically of the China virus. Somebody always had a pre-existing condition. As a matter of fact, the only time we saw those numbers, it was about 6,000 people, and that number, tragically, probably has gone up. But when you understand that roughly 40,000 people a year die of the common flu in America, that puts things in perspective. Have we done any shutdowns because of the flu, the seasonal flu? No, of course not. So you better get ready, because they're coming after us again, and they're going to shut us down. They're going to try. I just don't think the average American is going to tolerate it. I can assure you that most small towns in America, they're not going to comply. I'm not even sure the large cities are going to comply. You may be ruled by Democrats. We are here in Memphis, Tennessee. But I don't think they're that stupid. They may be. But I don't think, by and large, the average person... Where's Grace Baker at? Grace Baker, you're an average person.
Nope.
Well, no, you're exceptional, but you know what I mean. You go out to the bars and the pubs.
With the common folk.
We're with the common man.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, by the way, I was shopping at Kroger the other day, and I got stopped again.
Oh, my God.
Some guy, and it was in the same aisle, the condiment aisle. I had to get some Sweet Baby Ray's. I ran out.
Oh,
best barbecue sauce.
Yeah, you got to have that in your pantry.
Always got to. Everything tastes better. I dip my carrots in the Sweet Baby Ray's.
Oh, wow.
I got to do what I got to do.
I was going to say, when you can't have
meat. It's the diet. But some guy just goes, man, love the show. And you know, shook my hand, and we had a good conversation.
Oh, nice.
And then we kind of went our separate ways. But anyway, all that to say, we shop at Kroger. We go to the Walmart. We hang out with the common man.
Yes.
So the common man here in Memphis, do you think if the government said, hey, you know what, we're going to shut you down again, do you think people here in Memphis would do that?
No way.
I don't think so.
You've given them their freedoms back, and they're like, we're not giving that back again.
I think if that happened, we would quickly learn how many people engage with the right to bear arms. I'm telling you, I think every business owner in the country standing at the front door armed with a shotgun saying, you're not going to shut us down. But this is where it's all going, folks. This is where it's all going. Do not be fooled. You do need to be alarmed. And you need to be prepared. Because they're going to try to force all of us to do this. And I can tell you this, we're not going to do it here at Stearns Media Group. We're not shutting down anything. So I want you to listen here. You've got, first of all, you need to hear Dr. Fauci talking about children 3 years old should wear face masks. Dr. Fauci now saying that three-year-old children need to wear face masks. Cut number six.
Unvaccinated children of a certain age, greater than 2 years old, should be wearing masks. No doubt about that. That's the way to protect them from getting infected.
So there you have it. They're also suggesting, and the American Pediatric Association is now suggesting, that every school in America order children to mask up. Doesn't matter if you've been vaccinated or not, you must wear a mask. So we're coming to a decision point in America, and the question is, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do if they come to you again and say, you've got to shut down your business? What are you going to do when they come to you and say, your child has to wear a face mask while they're playing tennis, while they're running cross country, while they're inside a classroom? What are you going to do? And you need to be thinking about this now, because that time is coming. We already know, you folks in North Carolina, you've already got Biden's China virus goon squads going door to door, knocking on the door. Have you had the China virus? And if you answer no, they're going to tell you to drop your pants, bend over, and poke you in the behind. This is Biden's America. And it's a terrible, terrible America, what he's done. So Rand Paul went after Dr. Fauci. This is a long soundbite, but you need to hear this. Rand Paul, Dr. Fauci going toe to toe.
This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function.
Why not?
They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
All right, that was Dr. Fauci, and I do apologize, ladies and gentlemen. My microphone was left on. Apologies about that. We're going to go back and get the full, this is a four-minute clip. So we're going to take a break. We're going to regroup and get our act together here. My apologies again. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
So Google says all you need to do to surf the internet privately is turn on their incognito mode in your browser. And we're really supposed to trust big tech with solutions to our online privacy, right? Yeah, wrong. It doesn't matter what browser mode you use or how often you clear your browsing history. Your internet service provider, ISP, can see every single website you've ever visited, and they can even sell your data to advertisers. That's why I use ExpressVPN to keep my online data secure and private. ExpressVPN makes sure your ISP and third-party trackers can't see your online activity or location by rerouting your connection through a secure, encrypted server. It's an incredible service. Protect your online activity today with the VPN I trust to keep me private. Visit expressvpn.com/starnes, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/starnes to learn more.
So we finally get to see what Dr. Anthony Fauci, Furor Fauci, actually looks like underneath the facade, underneath all the glitzy, glamorous magazine profiles, the cover magazines and the centerfolds. We now get to see Dr. Fauci for who he really is, a very vile, ugly, mean man. A man who is craving control over your life. And we got to see that today, this morning, in this hearing up on Capitol Hill. And thank goodness for Rand Paul for saying what needed to be said at this hearing. So, folks, here's what you need to understand. They are coming after our freedom. They are not satisfied. They are not satisfied with where things are right now. They want you to be completely reliant upon the government for everything you have. They want you to shut down your business. This is why the Democrats are not all that concerned by inflation. They're not all that concerned with the fact that Wall Street is in a roller coaster right now. They're not all that concerned that people are not wanting to go back to work because they don't want you to go back to work. They want you to be reliant upon the federal government. They want you nursing at the teat of big government. Now, we have this audio. It's a little bit long, but you need to hear this so you can truly understand what happened today up on Capitol Hill.
Of the research that the NIH said was subject to the pause in 2014 to 2017, a pause in funding on gain of function. But the NIH failed to recognize this, defines it away, and it never came under any scrutiny. Dr. Richard E. Bright, a molecular biologist from Rutgers, described this research in Wuhan as the Wuhan lab used NIH funding to construct novel chimeric SARS-related coronaviruses able to infect human cells and laboratory animals. This is high-risk research that creates new potential pandemic pathogens that exist only in the lab, not in nature. This research matches, these are Dr. Ebright's words, this research matches, indeed epitomizes, the definition of gain-of-function research done entirely in Wuhan, for which there was supposed to be a federal pause. Dr. Fauci, knowing that it is a crime to lie to Congress, do you wish to retract your statement of May 11th where you claimed that the NIH never funded gain-of-function research in Wuhan?
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress. microphone.
Your microphone.
Senator Paul, I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement. This paper that you are referring to was judged by qualified staff up and down the chain as not being gain of function.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
Let's read from the NIH definition of gain of function. This is your definition that you guys wrote. It says that scientific research that increases the transmissibility among mammals is gain of function. They took animal viruses that only occur in animals, and they increased their transmissibility to humans. How you can say that is not gain of function?
It is not.
It's a dance, and you're dancing around this because you're trying to obscure responsibility for 4 million people dying around the world from a pandemic.
And let's send Dr. Fauci.
Well, now you're getting into something. If the point that you are making is that the grant that was funded as a subaward from EcoHealth to Wuhan created SARS-CoV-2. That's where you are getting. Let me finish.
We don't know.
Well,
we don't
wait
know
a minute.
If it did come from the lab, but all the evidence is pointing that it came from the lab, and there will be responsibility for those who funded the lab, including yourself. I
totally resent the lie that you are now propagating, Senator, because if you look at the viruses that were used in the experiments that were given in the annual reports that were published in the literature, it is molecularly impossible.
No one's saying those viruses caused it. Those viruses caused the pandemic. What we're alleging is that gain-of-function research was going on in that lab, and NIH funded it.
You can't
get away from it. It meets your definition, and you are obfuscating the truth.
Obfuscating the truth.
Time has expired, but I will allow the witness to
finish. Let me just finish. I want everyone to understand that if you look at those viruses, and that's judged by qualified virologists and evolutionary biologists, those viruses are molecularly impossible to result in SARS-CoV-2.
Caused the pandemic. We're saying they are gain-of-function viruses because they were animal viruses that became more transmissible in human, and you funded it.
And you
admit the truth.
And you implying...
Senator Paul, your time has expired, and I will allow witnesses who come before this committee to respond.
And you are implying that what we did was responsible for the deaths of individuals. I totally resent
that.
And if anybody is lying here, Senator, it is you.
Well, there you have it. That was just a small taste of what happened this morning up on Capitol Hill. And God bless Rand Paul, because he would not let up. And Fauci clearly lost his cool. And it's very clear to me that somebody is hiding something. We still don't know how this virus got out of that lab in Wuhan, China. We don't know if it was intentional or if it was an accident. I'm leaning towards intentional only because of what was happening at the time the virus was came upon the global scene. And that's when Donald Trump was tearing into China and causing them great economic calamity because of the trade wars and the tariffs. So I contend, it's a theory, and at this point, we have to consider all theories, that the Chinese did this deliberately to inflict pain and suffering on the United States of America, and mission accomplished. But beyond all of that, now you have these Marxists who now control the Democrat Party and, quite frankly, the country right now, and they want to take advantage of the virus to crack down on our civil liberties. And what happened? Well, a good many of our fellow citizens said, here, take them. Take them. We don't need freedom of speech. We don't need freedom of religion. We don't need freedom of assembly. As a matter of fact, here are the guns, too. Just do with us what you will. And I'm telling you, that's not me. And I hope that's not you. But we are facing, as Joe Biden warned us, a very dark time in American history. And when you see where all of this talk is going to, and I'm going to get to what happened with Fox News, and you're going to want to stick around and hear this story. But when you hear what's going on with even the conservative media, the only folks you can really rely on right now, Newsmax, and thank them for the audio, and this radio program, and there are a few other conservative hosts out there as well. But we're going to get into more of that coming up next. What are you going to do here, folks, if they shut us down? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show. If you're like most of us, you're worried about the growing power of big tech and their use of artificial intelligence. They control what we're allowed to say and what we're allowed to see. They're using that power to silence conservative politicians and churches. What's going to happen as their artificial intelligence gains even more power? Well, it's already happening, and you know it. Big tech's AIs are looking over your shoulder right now. And if you say the wrong thing, they can silence you or label you as an extremist. And it's getting worse. We have to ask ourselves, where does it end? Terms of Service, the stunning new Orwellian science fiction novel by AI pioneer Craig W. Stanfill, provides one possible answer. Terms of Service is a fascinating and engaging book that will alert you to these very real dangers to our freedom. Whoever controls the AIs controls the world. Do you care about your freedom? Then read Terms of Service. Go to Amazon.com right now and search for Terms of Service. Or go to www.craigwstanfill.com to learn more. Well, this is good stuff. So the Texas Democrats, the ones who fled the state of Texas instead of doing their job as lawmakers and casting a ballot on this voter integrity bill down there. They got a private jet. They chartered a private jet, flew to Washington, D.C. They're staying at a lush, lovely hotel. They're posting photographs about how miserable they are. One of the lawmakers posting her lingerie and leopard print underwear that she washed out in the sink. Nobody needs to see that, ma'am. I'm just telling you, nobody needs to see that. Well, anyway, it turns out now that five of the lawmakers tested positive for the China virus. This is after they were all fully vaccinated. So we're talking about fully vaccinated Democrats. They tested positive for the China virus. Now we're getting word that a spokesperson for Nancy Pelosi tested positive for the China virus. And now we're getting further word that another staff member, a top aide to Nancy Pelosi, also got tested positive, apparently did not have contact with the Democrats, but they don't know. They don't know what's going on. So here's the question. Does this actually qualify as a super spreader event? I mean, you know, they go after Trump all the time. Remember when Trump was having the rallies, they would have tens of thousands of MAGA fans coming together. And there were no massive outbreaks, right? There were no massive outbreaks of the China virus. But the media, they would tell you, oh, these are super spreader events. Meanwhile, you got Black Lives Matter burning down buildings and pillaging and plundering and looting. And that was okay with the media. But by golly, whenever you get a bunch of conservatives or Christians together for things like church, all of a sudden, those became super spreader events. When in fact, there were no super spreader events. But here we have proof positive that these Texas Democrats were infected and they were spewing their diseased breath on people up on Capitol Hill. It's a terrible thing. Our thoughts and prayers are with Nancy Pelosi, where every hour is happy hour in the Speaker's office. 844-747-8868. Let's go to the phones. Christine, on our live stream from Washington. Hi, Christine. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is today I am just fed up with these lies. I can't believe it. I think I smell a big fat rat that all these Congress people from Texas are lying. I bet they cooked up something with Pelosi that they were going to not go back to Texas and say that they all had the virus. That sure seems interesting to me. They're all supposed to be vaccinated, but yet they all end up with the virus. Come on.
Hey, fully vaccinated, Christine. Hey, Christine, don't go anywhere. I want to play some audio. So I'm telling you, folks, the people at Fox News Channel, they actually listen to this program because we break a lot of news here. And we also are one of the, for better or for worse, we're one of the thought leaders in the country. And so earlier this morning, I tweeted this question, is this a super spreader event? Just a few moments ago, here's the question that Peter Ducey from Fox News asked the White House press secretary.
Go ahead, Peter.
Thank you, Jen. More than 10% of the traveling party with these Texas Democrats now claim to have a breakthrough case. Is there any concern that this trip that was intended to advocate for voting rights is now a super spreader event in Washington?
Well, I would say that's not a characterization we're making from here. We certainly understand there will be breakthrough cases. Even vaccines that are incredibly effective are not foolproof. They're not 100% effective. We've seen that. Here's the good news, though. We know that these vaccines, that these individuals, I think, if I'm correct, have been vaccinated. It means that it protects from death. It protects from serious illness. It protects, for the most part, from hospitalization. So that is a good sign.
So, Christine, you think that this whole thing is made up.
Exactly. Just like they expect us to believe that Biden and Harris are allowing millions of people being bused and flown to every state in the union that have not been vaccinated, that haven't even been tested, and we're supposed to believe that this virus is killing people? Come on. I know that they caused the COVID-19, and I know that people have died. The people have died from the flu. I'm sorry. Are they really trying to tell us that they want us all to get the virus and all die? That all those people are, like, I bet 90% of them have some kind of a bug, and we're all going to be exposed to it.
Christine?
So we're going to be wearing masks until the end of time.
Yes, ma'am. And there are people out there and people in power who literally want you to wear that mask for the rest of your life. This is their new normal. Remember that, Christine, early on in the pandemic, at least on this program, we were warning people to look out for the phrase the new normal, because they want to change the way we live our lives, much like they did after the Muslim terrorist attacks back in 2001, when, you know, going into the airport now is like you're walking into North Korea with all the TSA security.
Definitely, yeah.
All right, Christine, I like the way you think. And folks, listen to what Christine, she's putting it all together. And Christine, thank you for the call, Christine. And she's raising a very valid point here, folks. If the virus really is that bad, why are they allowing tens of thousands of illegal aliens into the country without even testing them for the China virus? Why are they doing that? So Christine says, and she's not the first person to say this. Yesterday we had a caller who said they think that this is all made up, that the Democrats really don't have the China virus, that this is all about something bigger, that maybe they are building towards another shutdown. And that's certainly what the Wall Street Journal seems to think in their new editorial, the editorial board today, posting an op-ed saying that it looks like we could be heading to another lockdown, which is why Wall Street is topsy-turvy right now. Meanwhile, you have Fox News Channel. And I got a lot of messages last night, people asking me, what just happened at Fox News? So if you've been watching Fox News Channel for any amount of time, you know they have been pretty set on their agenda that any decision you make about your health care should be made between you and your doctor, not the government. Well, now clearly Fox has made a hard left turn. And the reason why is because they have come under fierce attack by the mainstream media. They have been accused by the Biden administration of killing people because they are not ordering people to go out there and get the China virus vaccine. So yesterday on Fox and Friends, Steve Ducey made a huge push for all of you folks to get out there and get the vaccine or else you might die. Then last night, Sean Hannity even took that step. And it was jaw-dropping. People were liberals were praising Sean, and Sean Hannity was pleading with people to get the China virus vaccine. And I'm curious to know. I mean, and I love Sean Hannity, but it's clear to me that somebody put down orders from on high saying, hey, look, we need to change the tone and tenor of what's happening here at Fox News. But while all that was happening, TheHill.com obtained a private memorandum from HR over at Fox News. And by the way, HR at Fox News, far lefties. But it turns out that while Fox News was telling us one thing on air, something else was happening behind the scenes. Now, this is a long clip, but I want you to hear this. This is from TheHill.com.
Speaking of good conscience, Fox News has been the most aggressive cable network in stoking fears about the vaccines. Most of the hosts have publicly said they've been vaccinated, and some have suggested to viewers they do the same, but the balance of their coverage has been clear. Here's one recent clip.
But the Delta variant really is not responsive at all or protected at all by the vaccines. So 42% of 90,000 proven Delta cases in the UK have been vaccinated. And in the Israel, they estimate right now from the Israel health authorities that the vaccine efficacy rate is only about 60 to 70%. So we expect Delta cases in fully vaccinated individuals. It'll be a mild rise. It's easily treatable in high-risk patients. There's no reason right now, no clinical reason to go get vaccinated.
I mean, first of all, why do they have a cardiologist on there talking about epidemiology? And that part where he said the vaccine is totally ineffective against the Delta variant? That's just factually untrue. He then says it's about 60% effective, which is pretty good for a vaccine. And then next, he says there's no clinical reason to get vaccinated, even though he just told you one of the clinical reasons to get vaccinated. Yet Fox itself has a very different attitude. A Fox worker sent me a note they got recently from their HR department, and it reads, "Thank you for providing Fox with your vaccination information. You no longer are required to complete your daily screening through Work Care, Work Matters. However, please continue to monitor your health and stay home if you experience any of the symptoms. Please keep this email and image stored in a safe place where you will be able to access it easily. You will be asked to provide it upon entering Fox work locations." So I reached out to Fox News and they declined to comment on the record. What I can tell you is that this is part of a system that gives workers what's called a Fox Clear Pass. As of June 22nd, according to a memo Fox HR sent out, workers aren't required to get vaccinated, but if they're not vaccinated, they have to mask up and practice social distancing on the job site. If they do get vaccinated and plug their information into the system, they get a Fox Clear Pass. I wonder what Tucker Carlson would think about a system like that.
Just this morning, the New York Times informed us that unless you can prove you have taken the injection that the Democratic Party demands you take, you are no longer permitted in bars, comedy clubs, even some dance competitions in the state of New York. You're too dirty to appear in public. You're not welcome near normal people. Want to watch the NBA playoffs in person? You had better be vaccinated to do that. Otherwise, the New York Knicks will bar you from Madison Square Garden. You can still go see a baseball game if you want to, but be warned, you will be sitting in your own roped-off section, marinating in your shame with the other disobedient bad people. Medical Jim Crow has come to America. If we still had water fountains, the unvaccinated would have separate ones.
Later in that monologue, Tucker says it's illogical to require unvaccinated people to be distanced from vaccinated people because the vaccinated people are supposed to be safe from the disease. But that misses a key point. Unvaccinated people still need to socially distance from other unvaccinated people. Either way, all of this goes back to trust in institutions. If Fox Corporate thinks the risks of the vaccine outweigh the benefits, well, this is a free country. They're entitled to their opinion. And thanks to the First Amendment, their news side is free to share that opinion. But to behave one way and urge your viewers to behave a different way betrays an unholy contempt that is unforgivable. And if Fox News disagrees with Fox Corporate's policy, but they aren't using their platform to crusade against it, we have to ask, why not?
In other words, ladies and gentlemen, what's happening here is that Tucker and all the other Fox hosts who were railing against these vaccine passports, well, it turned out they had to have a vaccine passport to get into the Fox News Channel's building. It's unbelievable. So, look, it's sad to say. I will say this. Kudos to Tucker Carlson, because last night, after all of this, he comes out and he says, you know what? Don't take your medical advice from people on cable television. And I say, good for you, Tucker Carlson. And I hope that he's still able to I hope he's able to share his mind every single night. But I suspect it's getting harder and harder over there at the Fox News corner of the world. Just remember, folks, a lot of people in conservative media world get paid to be conservative. And they're in the dark recesses of their heart. These people are far lefties. Well, now you understand why now more than ever it's so important to support companies and organizations that share our values. And our good friends over at Patriot Mobile not only share our beliefs, but they actually do something about it. They are America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. And get this, they donate a portion of every dollar to organizations that fight for causes you care about. Switch right now to Patriot Mobile and you get 50% off your first 2 months. Or you get $100 off any phone in stock with a 1-year commitment. Either way, you get free premier activation. Switching, by the way, very easy. All you have to do for more information, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd, or you can call their U.S.-based customer service team at 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Just think about this. If you're with one of these other companies, the money you pay for your monthly bill, a part of that money is going to fund left-wing causes, but not with Patriot Mobile. They support conservative Christian causes. And again, if you want more information, go to patriotmobile.com/Todd. We'll be right back.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
...80% of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is from overseas. It's unbelievable. That's why I get my meat from GoodRanchers.com, because their product is 100% American. When you buy your steak or chicken from Good Ranchers, you're not only getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms. My friends at Good Ranchers have traveled across America. They've met with the farmers who raise the livestock to ensure the product they're sending to your table is the very best. Steaks are always USDA Choice and Prime, and their chicken is 100% natural. No antibiotics or hormones. It's better than organic. Plus, all the products are individually wrapped, eliminating waste. Buy one time, or better yet, subscribe. And if you do, you get 20% off with each purchase. So stop playing the grocery store guessing game. Know where your meat comes from and support American farmers. Go to goodranchers.com/Todd or use the promo code Todd to get $20 off plus free express shipping. That's goodranchers.com/Todd or promo code Todd. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Grace Baker, did you see the big launch? Jeff Bezos going up into space.
I did.
Earlier today.
Very cool.
It was pretty cool.
It was short, though.
Very short ride, and didn't last very long. But it was a great moment. We watched the video. I listened to some of the coverage on KWAM. The only news talk radio station in the Memphis area to cover the big launch. I did notice, and I'm just curious, you know, this is a family-friendly radio program. Did you notice that that rocket looked very unusual?
I didn't want to say it, Todd, but yes.
Yeah.
That looked a little...
manly.
Just a wee bit.
Okay. Yeah, it shot straight up, though. I mean, it just went right up into the atmosphere and back down again.
Yeah, good thing it didn't go at an angle.
Safe and sound there, Jeff Bezos. The Breitbart headline, Jeff Bezos' phallic rocket rides last mere minutes in space.
And there was an 18-year-old on it and an 81-year-old.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So a lot of history was made.
Yes.
And look, it's interesting. People are really upset about this. And they're like,
I know.
How dare he? He could use that money for all sorts of things. Well, you know what? It's his money. If he wants to waste it on a rocket ride, that's his business.
I mean, Tulsi Gabbard said she wishes he would stay up in space and just not come back down. I was like, whoa.
You know, we asked this question earlier, how much would you be willing to pay to take a rocket ride in outer space?
Zero. I want to stay on the ground.
I saw somebody on the social media pages said they'd be willing to, you know, pay money to send people to space.
Yes. So, a one-way ticket, they said.
A one-way ticket. I mean, look, I don't necessarily have an issue with this. Richard Branson, all these guys, you know, back in the day, I mean, this was all part of, you know, being innovative, these entrepreneurs going out there and, you know, testing the limits.
Yes.
And the thing here is, Grace, what I appreciate most about all of this, not a single taxpayer dollar was used.
Yes. Privately funded.
Yes. So NASA, again, if this had been NASA, we'd be decades away.
Oh,
decades.
Yeah. It cut through a lot of that red tape.
Cut through the red tape. That's what I say. Like Howard Hughes back in the day. You know, he was an eccentric multi-bazillionaire, and he was all about pushing the limits to see how far, you know, people could, you know, could go.
Somebody's got to do it.
By the way, we're going to throw out a trivia question here for the next hour. Who is Wally Funk? Who is Wally Funk? If you know the answer, give us a call. 844-747-8868. Toll-free telephone number, by the way. 844-747-8868. This is a great question. Who is Wally Funk? We'll be right back, America.
I've noticed that when I go to the shopping mall and buy one of the towels, they just don't seem to work very well. They feel too soft and too lotion-y. They just don't absorb the water. Well, our good friend Mike Lindell over at MyPillow has found a solution, and you've got to get yourself one of his brand new towels. These things are incredible. And best of all, they're made right here in the U.S., and all of his towels come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You're going to be able to get a 6-piece set, 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and 2 washcloths, all made with USA cotton. They are soft yet absorbent, and you're normally going to pay over $100. But thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell, $39.99. That's it. It's a great deal. All you have to do, go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. Just enter the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for some incredible radio specials. Again, MyPillow.com, promo code STARNS.
From Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, America. Well, that's my Sebastian Gorka impression. Hey, everybody. Todd Starnes here. Hope you're doing good. Wow, we've got a lot going on this hour of the program. Want to give you an update here. Jen Psaki now says, that, I guess this is a confessional, she says that multiple COVID infections among vaccinated staffers in the White House have now been reported. These were not previously disclosed. So we don't know how many people are wandering around the White House at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue with diseased breath, just breathing on people. No wonder Biden's locked in a closet somewhere. I mean, my goodness, he is in that dangerous age category. By the way, I have a question about this. You know, they're going after Fox News Channel. They're going after Newsmax. They're going after One America News. And they're accusing folks like you and me of spreading misinformation. And I've often wondered about this because at the end of the day, what we have been saying and what we have been reporting is factual information. Information the mainstream media doesn't want you to know. They want you to think everything is hunky-dory. That when you take the poke in the behind, that all of a sudden, all of life's cares are gone. And you can tiptoe through the tulips of life. But that is simply not the case. But they're accusing those of us who warn you that there are that there are problems, there are other issues, health-related issues, after taking the vaccine. They are accusing us of spreading misinformation and causing people to die. So I want to ask you a question before we go to the newsmaker line here. Just the other day, a 13-year-old boy, a healthy 13-year-old boy in Michigan with no pre-existing conditions at all, got his second dose of the China virus vaccine. And within a matter of days, that little boy was dead. He did exactly what Joe Biden and Jen Psaki and CNN and Fox and Friends told him to do. They told him, you've got to get the China virus vaccine. And now that boy is dead. So I want to ask a question here, and this may be a politically incorrect question to ask, but I'm wondering if that little boy's death should be blamed on the pro-vaccine misinformation coming out of the White House and CNN and Fox News Channel. Two can play at that game. But the reality is people are going out there, they're getting this vaccine, and they're suffering and in some cases actually dying from getting the vaccine. I know, politically incorrect, but I just want to throw that out there. Well, let's go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from Newsmax, our favorite news channel. Sean Christman is with us. Sean, good to have you on the program today.
Hey, good to have you. Thank you so much for having me here. I appreciate it.
You know, Sean, I mean, again, if they're going to come out here and accuse you folks at Newsmax of spreading misinformation, the fact of the matter is people are getting this vaccine with the impression that there's nothing wrong and nothing can happen to them. That is misinformation in my book.
Yeah, there's a couple of issues that we're facing today, and I can point to an anecdote of someone I had on the show today, which is Senator Ron Johnson, as well as Katie Dobbs, I believe her name was. And Katie is someone that received the vaccine. She works in the medical industry. She received the vaccine, the Pfizer vaccine, in January, as she alleges. She experienced side effects. She's got what she described as vibrations within her chest. She's got tremors that she suffers from, rashes. This is all something she shared with me and Senator Johnson on the show. Senator Johnson has written to the NIH, I believe the CDC, and several others, talking about the side effects of the vaccine. He made it important to note that he's not anti-vax. And we pointed out that Mrs. Dobbs, who's sharing his story, clearly is not anti-vax. She got the vaccine as quick as she could. But there are side effects, as there are with any other drug, but it seems to be taboo to talk about. And Senator Johnson is making this effort to raise the alarms on this, specifically VAERS, if you know about that system, is basically reporting either deaths or adverse reactions to the vaccine. And seeing these numbers, how relevant they are in addressing this as what can we do about it, she's now got to live with the side effects that she's endured because of the vaccine. But the issue at hand is it's being labeled as misinformation. And we're getting to this very dangerous point where certain facts are being omitted because it's being labeled or deemed, like you said, misinformation. I think that's what makes Newsmax a lot different. And it's something I said to the senator today. I said, look, we're just having an open conversation. And that needs to happen more. We have to get back to having an open conversation.
Sean, let me give you a personal example here. So I have a mechanical aortic heart valve. I have to take blood thinners every single day. My blood has to be thin, and if it doesn't, it clots, and that could lead to a stroke. So I have to take these blood thinners every single day. Now, people have asked me, Todd, how come you haven't gotten the China virus vaccine? Well, early on, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was connected to some pretty awful cases involving blood clots. And I talked to my doctor about it, and he says, you know what, you're safe right now not having the vaccine. So the mainstream media, though, Sean, would not want me to know that information. And imagine what would have happened. I go down there, get the vaccine. All of a sudden, I develop a blood clot. I kick over. Nobody's going to know any different. It's just unbelievable, and it's important for us to be armed, to be equipped with the facts, and that's why I appreciate what you guys at Newsmax are doing.
Well, listen, it's important what you just said, too, because there are folks out there that we need to be sensitive to, those with medical exemptions, those with religious exemptions. And sad to say, there are several states that do not honor those exemptions. And that goes state by state in the court. And even so, as with various universities making sure you mandating you have to have the vaccine to come on campus. But there are those that are saying similar stories to yours that, no, actually, I have a medical condition and they won't accept that. So you can't go on campus. So to fight that up in court obviously takes a lot of time. So we're in such uncharted waters here. But again, those exemptions protect you, but not in every state.
No, you're right. Yesterday we had a congressman on from Maryland, a medical doctor. And he actually had to go to bat for a student, was told by his doctor, the kid was told by his doctor, you do not need to be taking this vaccine. And the university said, do not pay attention to your doctor. You're going to get this vaccine or you're not coming onto campus. I don't know about you, Sean. I would have found another place to go to school.
That's what a lot of folks are saying. They're even coming up. We had one campus reporter actually talk to us today about a specific university that is now doing a lottery system. If you show your proof of vaccination as a student, you upload it, and you could receive a $1,000 scholarship via this lottery system. So on top of them mandating it for you to come on campus, they're now incentivizing you by giving you a scholarship if you show your vaccination status. How about that?
Unbelievable. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line from Newsmax, the host of National Report, Sean Kreisman. Sean, I got to tell you, the blow-by-blow today between Fauci and Rand Paul was extraordinary, and I think we really got to see who Fauci was. Rand Paul really got under that guy's skin today.
Yeah, explosive moment that was captured on camera, and National Report on Newsmax was happy to carry that live. We haven't seen anything like it. I don't want to say Dr. Fauci unhinged, but he was absolutely frustrated with Senator Rand Paul, who remained calm. And basically the questioning back and forth is over where this virus began, the Wuhan lab, the funding for it, the gain of function funding research that was done. Did Fauci know about the gain-of-function research that was happening and where the funding went to? You saw Fauci completely. He was very frustrated and livid, called the senator there, again, in the hearing, a liar. And this all happened today as they still continue to find out why this funding was sent specifically to this lab, this specific amount of money from NIH. I think it was via Eco Health Alliance, then to the Wuhan Lab of Virology. And they want to know, was it for gain of function? Fauci defended it. Senator Rand Paul remained calm and kept pressing on and on. Never seen anything like it, at least not in recent years.
No. That was old school Brooklyn Fauci right there. Came out with the thick accent, came back. I got to tell you, I hope he went through a metal detector because he could have pulled a knife on the guy. It was that hardcore. Fauci.
It got heated.
Oh, yeah, it got heated.
It definitely did, yeah.
All right. Well, Sean, we really appreciate the great work you guys are doing over at Newsmax. We're honored to be partners with you guys. And I sincerely believe that your audience is just going to continue to grow every day as people get frustrated with traditional conservative cable news channels and realize that you guys are the real deal.
Well, you know what? Here's the issue. And this is so interesting that you bring it up, because for how we did this, in the less than 2 years we've been around as a network, as a solid network, we're now the fourth largest cable news network in our country. And just what goes to show you, all we're doing is bringing back the basics, bringing it back to giving you the information and letting the viewers figure it out. We're to this point where so many news articles are written about, certain cable news hosts promoting the vaccine, pushing the vaccine specifically. But the question is, why is it the job of the anchor or the news personality to push the vaccine? That's the job of the health official. It can be done through the television medium, if you will. It can be done through the person that's reporting. But it's getting to the point to where now you've got anchors actually pushing. I don't know how we got this far, but Newsmax has not. While we do support the efforts that Operation Warp Speed got behind, we still want to encourage folks to speak with their medical experts about this. Is this the right move? There are people like yourself out there that do have medical conditions that maybe a flag would arise. And that's the conversations that we're having. We continue to have them. I have them personally every morning, 9 to noon on Newsmax. If you can join me Eastern time, I'd love it.
It's a great show, ladies and gentlemen. You can watch Sean every morning on Newsmax. Sean, we're looking forward to getting you back on the show.
Anytime, buddy. You call me anytime. I'll be here for you.
All right. Good old fellow right there. Sean Christman, ladies and gentlemen, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Grace Baker, I have to tell you something. You know, we're getting ready for the big book tour.
Yes.
And on the 29th, we're going to be in Gainesville, Georgia at Smokehouse Barbecue, WDUN hosting us. We're actually doing our show from WDUN studios. So Avery Bryson will be in person on the show.
That's awesome.
It's going to be a lot of fun. And we're going to be signing a whole lot of books. We want the entire city to turn out.
Oh, yeah,
the entire
for sure.
City. I think I could sign, you know, 20,000 books, no problem.
Maybe use some barbecue sauce to do it.
No, butter.
It's, oh,
a it's a biscuit book.
That's fair.
It's
that makes
a biscuit
sense.
Book. So then from there, we're heading off to Hendersonville, North Carolina. So you folks on WHKP, and I need some help here, WHKP listeners, and feel free to call in. I've never been to your town before, and so we need to know the cool places to eat and hang out in Hendersonville, North Carolina. But I got a message from Richard Rhodes, who is the VP. He's one of the head honchos over at WHKP. And he says, Todd, you know, we're actually doing the book signing at the radio station.
Ooh.
And they've got a beautiful radio facility out there.
Nice.
This huge electronic sign with my face on it. And I kind of need a stunt double, but I don't want to scare anybody away. But he just sent me a note. He said, and it distracted me. He said, Todd, we're going to have free Celtic Creamery Irish ice cream, too.
I'm so jealous.
He had me at free, and then when I heard Celtic Creamery Irish ice cream.
Oh, my gosh.
That sounds delicious.
Sounds amazing.
It does. So, in addition to all the other things we're talking about today, you folks in Hendersonville, you got to let me know where we need to go when we come to your town. Then, on July 31st, we are culminating our first, this is the first book tour. We're going to be at the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte, North Carolina, and we would love to have you and your family join us for that incredible event. Bring the whole family. Bring your friends from church. They've got a great cafe there. It's going to be a lot of fun, and we have information on our website, toddstearns.com. All right, we do have a trivia question outstanding. We want to know, who is Wally Funk? Wally Funk in the headlines. Tell us who Wally Funk is, and we're going to hook you up with a prize from the Todd Stern Show Prize Closet. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
I thought it was a lot of fun this morning watching that big spaceship. They called it Blue Origin. And by the way, the blue signified, it was symbolic of the planet Earth. And Origin is where we came from, which is the planet Earth. So very clever. And the best part of all of this today, no taxpayer funds were used. Well done, Jeff Bezos. Well done, Richard Branson. All right, let's go to the phones here. Wow. They're lit up, Grace Baker. Let's start in Joplin, Missouri. Charlie listening to us on our live stream. All right, Charlie, real quick, who was Wally Funk?
Well, I think she was the first female astronaut and flight instructor in Oklahoma.
Oh, Charlie, that is not what we were looking for. Close, but thanks for trying. I hate that because we want everybody to be a winner here on the Todd Starnes radio show. Let's go to Keith listening to us on the talk station in beautiful North Carolina. All right, Keith, who was Wally Funk?
Well, thank you for taking my call, and it's beautiful, but it's been raining for 2 days. Miss Wally Funk is an 81-year-old astronaut who flew as a passenger with Jeff Bezos today.
Well, yes, indeed. She is actually 82 years old, but we will take that as the correct answer, Keith. She is the oldest person to ever fly in space, and she was also a part of, this is back in, 1961, I believe. She was part of the first class of the Mercury 13 Women in Space program, and she actually was the number one pilot in her class. Of course, she never got to go into space because they canceled the program, but it is a terrific story. And Keith, can you imagine 82 years old and taking off on that rocket today?
I guess it's, you know, when I watch the crop dusters, I think about the G-forces. I'm a Marine myself. And, you know, that G-forces on that rocket were much too much. You know, that had to be fun.
I got to tell you, she probably had the skin of an 18-year-old. Keith, hang tight. Hang tight. We're going to hook you up with a prize here. Real quick, you know what? We're going to hold on. We're going to get Jared to hold on. He has some recommendations to eat in Hendersonville. By the way, you folks in Morehead City, Statesville, North Carolina, you're going to be on the second round of our book tour, and we're going to tell you more about that. So we're double dipping in the state of North Carolina. So hang tight. Do not despair. We will be doing a book signing in your town, and we'll be working with your local radio stations to arrange all of that. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starden Show. I just want you to know something here, people, and you probably already know this, but there are no vegetarians on the Todd Starnes Radio Show staff. No, this is not NPR. This is red meat conservative radio, literally. And when it comes to beef, we take our beef seriously around this place. Did you know, I had no idea of this number, 80% of the grass-fed beef sold in the United States is actually from overseas. That percentage blew me away. And this is the reason I buy my beef from GoodRanchers.com. It's because their products are 100% American. There's something very tasty about an American cow. I don't know what it is, but it's an amazing cow. When you buy your steak and your chicken from Good Ranchers, you're not only getting amazing meat, but you're also supporting American farms, and I love that. My friends over at Good Ranchers have literally traveled across the country, and they've personally met the farmers who raise the livestock to make sure what they're sending to your table is the very best, most delicious, juicy steak. And by the way, the steak's always USDA choice and prime, and the chicken, 100% natural, no antibiotics, no hormones. It's better than organic. Buy one time, or better yet, you could subscribe. And if you do subscribe to Good Ranchers, you are going to save 20% for every purchase you make. That means you're going to get steakhouse quality for less than $5 a meal. So look, here's what I want you to do. Start supporting American farmers and eat American beef. Go to goodranchers.com/Todd. That's goodranchers.com/Todd, or use the promo code Todd. You're going to get $20 off, plus you're going to get free express shipping. That's goodranchers.com/Todd, or use the promo code Todd. All right, folks, we have been longtime supporters of religious liberty on this radio program, and we've been following a case out of Washington State for a number of years now involving a high school football coach at Bremerton, Washington, at the Bremerton High School, who was fired because he took a knee to pray after a football game. Now, this case has been going through the court system and looks like it could possibly be headed back to the Supreme Court. Our good friends over at First Liberty Institute are fighting the good fight and defending our good friend Coach Joe Kennedy. And on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker lines, we have with us Jeff Mateer from First Liberty Institute and Coach Joe Kennedy. Guys, good to have you back on the show.
Good to hear from you again, Todd.
Jeff, we're going to start with you, and I want you to give our listeners an update on what happened. There was a ruling in the federal court, the appellate court. Where do we stand now?
Well, Todd, we're headed back to the U.S. Supreme Court. We got a decision yesterday from the entire Ninth Circuit. They decided not to review a three-judge panel of the Ninth Circuit who had ruled against Coach Joe. And so this case is headed once again back to the U.S. Supreme Court. And you mentioned the length. You know, this case started way back in 2015. And if there's one thing that Joe Kennedy is, Coach Joe is persistent and steadfast. And so we're going to continue this case, and we'll continue it all the way back to the U.S. Supreme Court.
You know, Coach Joe, I have to imagine it's been a long haul for you. Take us back to that day when you were called into the office, and what did they tell you, Coach?
Well, it all started out thinking that, you know, that it was just a big misunderstanding and that, you know, we could totally work through this. And it became very evident that the school just wanted to remove absolute any presence of religion whatsoever. And I could only go so far. And, you know, when you draw that line in the sand and they said, you know, you have to pick between your faith and your job, that's when I knew it was really serious, and this became something real to me.
And I thought what was fascinating about your story, Coach, they actually told you, and we had this in writing, that you were not allowed to bow your head, you were not allowed to clasp your hands, you weren't allowed to do anything that would give anyone the impression you were praying at the football game.
That is correct. Yeah, any visual, it could have been anything. Even if I, you know, happened to just bend down and tie my shoe, somebody would say, oh, look, there he's kneeling again. And so, yeah, you can't even close your eyes for a second. You know, you can't throw your hands up in the air during a play. It's just so ridiculous to me how much, you know, of free liberty has just been gone and taken away from us.
Coach, I have such great respect for you because in some of these cases, you know, initially things do not work out. You had a choice to make, and you decided to follow the convictions of your heart, and you went out there at that football game after the game. And again, I think it's important for people to understand you were not conducting a Billy Graham crusade. This was just a brief prayer.
Right, that's correct. Yeah, the last when it came down to it, you know, the school said, "Hey, we can't have you praying with any of the team." And I said, "Well, that's unfortunate, but it's your school, your rules," and I abided by that. I never prayed with another student again, and I just went back to doing what I originally did, and that was just taking a quick knee, you know, maybe 30 seconds, just to thank God to have the opportunity to be out there and for what the young men just did. So at the end, I mean, they even have it on video that I was all alone out there. Nobody, and it's funny, they couldn't even pick me out of the lineup. They have it on video, and the superintendent couldn't even, he didn't even know, he knew I was there, but he couldn't pick me out where I was and what I was doing at that time.
You know, Jeff, you guys have covered a lot of incredible cases. What is it about Coach Joe Kennedy and this case that sticks out for you?
Well, the fact that the school district continues to fight what was simply, as Coach Joe said, just going to midfield, praying silently himself, and you've got a school district being hostile, who, by the way, now is represented by the Americans United for the Separation of Church and State. If that doesn't say something in itself, Todd, that these hardcore activists who don't believe there should be any religion in public life are now representing the school district. And then the other thing that's quite surprising is that the opinion that was issued yesterday, one of the opinions in denying the Ninth Circuit deciding not to review Coach Joe's case, one of the judges goes at length to explain that he believed the way Coach Joe was praying was inappropriate. And I don't know about you, Todd, but it's not right for judges to tell us what is the proper way to pray or not pray. That's up to us. That's up to Coach Joe, and it's not for judges to tell us what's appropriate or not appropriate.
Jeff, I've never asked one of you First Liberty guys this question, and we've had Mike Berry on, we've had Hiram Sasser, we've had Jeremy Dice, but I want to ask you this question, and I hope I'm not overstepping here, but I mean, you guys are all believers, you're followers of Christ, and I'm wondering, yes, you represent these clients so incredibly well, but is there a spiritual component to all of this as well? I mean, because this has to be tough on your clients like Joe Kennedy. These things go on for a long time, even after the TV cameras are turned off.
Well, there's a lot of spiritual in this, and you're right, Todd. We the folks on our team here are all believers, but we represent people of all faiths. And this one, we actually represent someone that we believe in, we agree with, and he's a hero to us. As I said, I mean, Coach Joe, this started for him over 6 years ago. He's been in litigation for over 5 years and been to the Supreme Court once and ready to go back. I mean, he is truly a hero, and it's our honor to have the opportunity to represent him.
I'm just overwhelmed, Coach, by this idea that in America right now, it's okay if you want to take a knee to protest the national anthem. If you want to protest the Pledge of Allegiance, you can do that, and you can do it on a football field. But you are not allowed to take a knee to pray. What kind of a country do we live in?
Yeah, that's the part that really confuses me. I spent 20 years in the Marine Corps, you know, supporting and defending the Constitution. So everybody has the right, even if I personally don't agree with it, but the Constitution and the rights of all Americans apply to all Americans. So the same, you know, rights that give them the liberty to take a knee in protest for injustices, even at the Olympics now, I mean, they could do that. But I can't – I'm a high school football coach. I can't even take a knee for 10 seconds and say thanks to the God who created me. There's something seriously wrong with the country right now.
There is. And, Coach, I'm curious, what have you been doing now and what are you doing now?
I have been staying busy and kind of keeping my head down and just really trying to enjoy my life and my family because they've been through a lot over the past, 6 years of the law, you know, part of it. But also before that, I coached 8 years of high school football. So it's been, you know, I this was a very large commitment and took a lot out of, away from my family, my kids who all went to Bremerton High School. So now we are, we're just kind of taking care of family and, you know, just living life and trying to enjoy and be a blessing for everybody else.
Well said. And Jeff, I know that you guys have been really pushing this issue about the Biden administration's possible plans to pack the Supreme Court. There's a special landing page at First Liberty called supremecoup.com/Starnes. Ladies and gentlemen, that's supremecoup.com/Starnes. But Jeff, cases like this illustrate that religious liberty is still in jeopardy, and that's why we have to be diligent when it comes to these courts.
And you know, we absolutely have to be. And the good thing that President Trump gave us three good nominees on religious liberty. The good in Coach Kennedy's case, for instance, is four judges on the court already have spoken favorably in support of Coach Kennedy's claims. And since that time, we've added Judge Barrett. So we're very, very hopeful to get back. And it would be a travesty if the president is able to pack the Supreme Court to take away our religious liberty rights. And that's why we're fighting against that as well.
Guys, I'm going to end on a humorous note here, if that's okay. We have some audio. Tom Brady was up at the White House earlier today. You know, Biden had the, was it Tampa Bay? Yeah, Brady's with Tampa Bay now. And I want you to hear what Tom Brady told the president. You'll get a kick out of this.
Group of men. It didn't look great there. At one point, we were 7-5, struggling a little bit, as the president alluded to. But we found our rhythm. We got on a roll. Not a lot of people, think that we could have won. And in fact, I think about 40% of the people still don't think we won.
You understand that, Mr. President?
He says, you understand that, Mr.
And personally, you know, it's nice for me to be back here.
There you go. Leave it to Tom Brady, guys. Very awesome. Clever. Jeff, you don't have to comment on that.
I will not.
All right. Well, Coach, I want you to know, the audience of this program, we are praying for you, and we are standing alongside of you in this fight. Jeff, we are doing the same thing for all of you guys at First Liberty Institute, and we just appreciate the great work you guys are doing to protect our freedoms.
Thanks, Todd.
Hey,
all right.
Thanks a lot, Todd. Take care of yourself.
Coach Joe Kennedy, ladies and gentlemen, Jeff Mateer, First Liberty Institute, and they do have a survey, and this is a great poll there, and they're going to be releasing these poll results very soon. And I would encourage you to take this poll. It's called SupremeCoup.com/Starnes, SupremeCoup.com/Starnes. And First Liberty wants to know your opinions about whether or not we should pack the Supreme Court. It's a pretty awesome survey. Hey, I want to go back to the phones for just a moment. Jared from North Carolina has been holding on. He's listening to us on WHKP. Now, Jared, we did ask about good places to eat there in Hendersonville in advance of our big book stop there. So good to have you with us today.
Hey, Todd. Good to be with you. I enjoy your show and been a longtime listener of WHKP.
Well, it's a terrific radio station, and we're just honored to be on the station noon to 3. Great folks over there. All right, tell me the lay of the land in Hendersonville. Where do we need to chow down?
Okay, well, there are so many to choose from, but I'll tell you a couple of great ones. You have to go to Hot Dog World. We frequent that place often. My children love it, and they've got the best hot dog. They've got the best burgers, shakes, pretty much anything.
Now, Jared,
you want there.
Jared, let me stop you now. I am a hot dog fanatic, and I'm on a mission to find the best chili slaw dog in America.
Yeah, they have it. That's my go-to is the two slaw dogs and tater tots, and you're good to go.
Oh, you got to have the tots. Oh, that's good. So, Grace Baker's, I can see her drooling right now, Jared, so this is going to be exciting. All right, Hot Dog World, I'm writing this one down. All right, you got another one?
Okay, now if you're looking for a date night setting or a good, nice sit-down restaurant, Main Street is full of those, but Postero is the place to go. It is excellent. My wife and I enjoy going there when we get a chance to go on a date.
Oh, that's good to know. All right, Postero and Hot Dog World. You know, it's kind of funny, Jared, whenever we go out to these events, you know, a lot of folks want to take me out to, you know, the Ruth's Chris or the Morton Steakhouse. And, you know, that's not my jam. I love going to where local folks eat and hang out. Those are the best times, and normally it's the best food. So I'm excited about this Hot Dog World.
It is great, and so is Postero. They're both locally owned, both owned by great people.
Fantastic.
Highly recommend both of those places.
All right. Well, you know what? We're going to be there for a while, so we may have to hit both of them, and hope to see you at the Broadcast Center there at WHKP for the big book signing.
We'll be there.
Well, fantastic. All right, Jared. Well, thank you for the heads up, and good hospitable people there in Hendersonville. And Grace, I'm excited about this. We got to take a break, though. We'll be right back.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
All right, folks, coming up, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene joins us. Big news, she was suspended from Twitter, and so we're going to get the latest there, and we'll also be taking your calls in the next hour as well. Disney World now unveiling a new culturally sensitive Jungle Cruise ride. We'll get into that in the next hour as well. And apparently, Grace Baker, Sports Illustrated, the new swimsuit edition has come out. And they've got dudes in bathing suits on the cover.
What a world.
So
I will say, if you hadn't told me that, would you have thought it was a dude?
Yeah. Yes. I mean, it does. It just looks like a dude, an effeminate dude. I don't know. It is what it is.
It's weird.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I understand we got an email from, or we got a call from Greg in North Carolina, WHKP. He didn't want to come on air?
No, he didn't have time. He was driving.
Oh, well, that's fair.
You know, it's the lunchtime. You got to get to your spot.
So I'm intrigued. Now, he says the campsite grill and the wood fire grill.
Yes.
And then he said there's something called the Hubba Bubba.
Yes.
What's the Hubba Bubba?
Well, the campsite grill, I know, is barbecue. And I believe the wood fire grill is more pizza. The Hubba Bubba?
No, it's the Hubba Hubba.
Excuse me.
It's the Hubba Hubba.
I was thinking of the...
Sweet mercy. I'm on their website right now. It's Hubba Hubba Smokehouse. Wow. That's a fine looking smokehouse.
That looks good.
I'm gonna have to hit the gym.
Yeah, so it's good old Southern cooking.
Lord, I just put on 5 pounds looking at the cornbread. All right, thank you, Greg. We have some great listeners. And by the way, Gainesville, Georgia, we're going to need some recommendations from you folks, too. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starn Show.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's common sense conservative commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to hour three of the big show. Good to have you with us today. We're going to have a fun hour. And by the way, we are taking restaurant suggestions. We're getting ready. We're planning our first big book tour. We're starting out next Wednesday from Memphis, heading over to Gainesville, Georgia, then to Hendersonville, North Carolina, on to Charlotte, North Carolina. And we would love some restaurant recommendations from you folks there in Gainesville and also in Hendersonville. So several of you have already been incredibly helpful. As a matter of fact, just mere moments ago, we received a message from Steve in North Carolina, listening to us on the talk station. And he's not even in Hendersonville, but he said, Todd, here's where you need to go. You got to go to the Doghouse, which Grace Baker, it's my understanding, that's a hot dog joint.
Yes, and it looks delicious.
It does look amazing. I mean, I almost ate the computer screen.
I know.
That chili slaw dog looked amazing.
It's lunchtime.
And also Lexington Barbecue. So we're adding those to the list in Hendersonville. And, of course, in Georgia, we're doing our book signing at Smokehouse Barbecue there in Gainesville. So you know we're going to have some ribs there. And I got to make a pit stop over to the Collegiate Grill for an incredible meal, which is incredibly unhealthy, so don't tell the doctor. I'm telling you. So anyway, if you've got a suggestion, give us a call. And 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. On the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, now, Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene knows her way around North Georgia, and I bet you've got a whole list of places that we should go eat at.
Oh, yeah, it's a wonderful place to visit, Todd.
Well, we love, you know, my parents back in the day retired to Ellijay, Georgia, which is that, I don't know if that's part of your congressional district or if it's next door.
It's right next door, but North Georgia is beautiful all the way across the east and the west, and my district is Northwest Georgia.
It's God's country, I'll tell you that much. Good people there.
Yes.
Well, look, you are officially, I guess, like the bad girl of Twitter. They keep banning you. I don't understand what's going on here, because what you had to tweet was not all that offensive.
I didn't think so. As a matter of fact, my tweet was very factual. It's information that you can look up. It is true that there's 6,000 deaths associated with the vaccines, and you can find that right on the CDC website. It's also true that many people in the military don't want to be forced to take the vaccine. And this is, you know, these are things that we should be able to say and tweet on Twitter. We should be able to say them on social media platforms. We should be able to say them everywhere. But what we're experiencing, Todd, is corporate communism. We're experiencing communism, and these big tech companies and large corporations are using their platforms, pushing communism as a vehicle through their companies onto their customers, their users, and their employees. And we're seeing it all the time. And the problem is, this is terrifying because this is exactly what they do in China. China silences people. China will make people disappear that they don't agree with. They don't like their politics. They just don't like their views because it goes against their government. And now we're seeing Twitter push the communist policies on Twitter users on behalf of the Biden administration, because that's exactly the direction the Biden administration and the Democrats are going. They're going so far left, they're going straight into communism.
And you can see where all of this is heading here. They're telling the nation that there are people on social media spreading misinformation. That misinformation is leading people to die. They were saying the same thing about Fox News, so much so that now Fox has really revised its, you know, its narrative on Fox and Friends yesterday morning, and then Hannity last night, now urging people to get the vaccine. You wonder if, you know, when are they going to announce, okay, for the sake of public safety, we're going to have to shut down all of these conservative websites. We're going to have to shut down all of the conservative media.
Well, I think what we may have seen on Fox News and with Sean Hannity is a big change in what they've been saying based on the Dow. We did see the Dow take a tumble yesterday based on the spike in COVID cases. So, you know, there is that play also. People care about their wallets and they care about their investments. And if a rise in COVID cases is hurting people and hurting the Dow Jones Industrial, then you might see a change in what they're saying on the news, because let's face it, Wall Street has a big voice and can definitely push its way when it comes to the media. But let's also talk about this. Everyone cares about the virus. Everyone cares about death. Of course, we don't want anyone to die, but we also have to be realistic. Death happens. None of us are going to live forever, but we have to take a good, hard look at the data. The truth is, obesity is the number one factor that puts people at risk of hospitalizations and death. That is true based on the facts and the science and the data that anyone can look up and read about. Another thing is that it's mostly the older population that have truly been affected when it comes to COVID-19 hospitalization and death. Never forget, it's been policies like the governor of New York that put sick COVID-19 people in the nursing homes, actually causing people to die, spreading that virus everywhere and killing off a population of people that should have been protected because we knew they were at risk. But here's the problem. They're pushing so hard with their policies of mask and vaccines that they're forcing healthy people to have to comply to mask and vaccines. And it was it's the school system out in California. They want healthy kids who are not vaccinated to wear a mask, but they also want kids who have been vaccinated to wear a mask too, just to be fair and so that everyone is being equal. But that's not how our country was set up. That's not what being an American is all about. We have freedom, and we have freedom to choose what we want to do with our body, what we want to do with our health, and then we have HIPAA rights that protect our medical health privacy and records. And so the government has no right to demand our vaccine record, and the government has no right to come to your front door and demand that you take a shot that you just don't want to take. You should have the freedom and the ability to choose and have your own free will. But unfortunately, like I said, this is communism, and this is the choice that the Democrats have made.
And you shared that information with links to posts written by doctors and another one by Congressman Massey out of Kentucky. And that's what got you blocked. That's what's overwhelming. What you just shared with us is what got you suspended from Twitter. And Congresswoman, I just want to throw this out there. I have not had the vaccine. I have had open heart surgery. I have a mechanical heart valve. I have to take blood thinners. I'm at risk for developing a clot because of the mechanical heart valve. And had I not known that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine was causing blood clot issues and causing big problems with folks taking that vaccine, I could have very well taken that vaccine and died. And this is my concern here. We need to be equipped with this information so all of us can make educated decisions about what we should and should not do.
That's right, Todd. No, you're absolutely right. And it should be a matter of choice. It shouldn't be forced on anyone. And, you know, if people are going to take the vaccine, they should take the vaccine and be confident that they're doing something that's smart for them. And then they shouldn't judge and condemn others because other people choose differently.
No,
that's not the right way to treat people.
No, you're right about that. And, I mean, how would they like it? I mean, do we want to turn around and, okay, there was a 13-year-old little boy from Michigan, no pre-existing conditions. After the second vaccine, a few days later, he drops dead. Are we supposed to blame Joe Biden? Are we supposed to blame the mainstream media because he listened to what they were saying and this little boy got the vaccine and died? No, of course not. But at the same time, they're turning around and blaming people like you and Sean Hannity and Tucker Carlson and accusing all of us of killing people because we just want to have all of the facts out there for people.
That's right. No, you're absolutely right. And if we were to act like them and be like Joe Biden, where he literally blamed Facebook and blamed Facebook users for killing people, then you're exactly right in what you just said. Then we would be blaming these pharmacy companies and blaming their vaccines for people that die after they take the vaccine, like that 13-year-old boy. And that's not, you don't see us doing that. But then what will happen if they actually mandate it and force it by law? Then maybe we should consider saying, hey, if this wasn't a law, if this wasn't a mandate, these people would still be alive because they may have chosen not to take the vaccine.
Now, one final question here, and this is just the reality of where we are. I really think, if I'm reading the tea leaves here, they're setting the country up for another shutdown, whether it's a full shutdown or partial shutdown. Mandatory masks, I don't know. But I think that's where we're heading in all of this. We've heard reports, mandatory vaccines for all military personnel and possibly even for kids going back to school. What are you telling your constituents when they call you with these concerns?
I'm saying the truth is that no one can force you to take the vaccine. And that is the truth. There is not a law in place that tells you have to take it. You also have your HIPAA rights. That means you don't have to tell anyone whether you've taken the vaccine or not taken the vaccine. You simply do not have to answer them, and you do not have to show proof. So no school, no business, no government entity, no one can demand to know your medical records, and that includes your vaccine records. Another thing I keep telling people is make the wise choice for yourself. If you think the good thing to do for you and your family is take the vaccine, I encourage everyone to read everything you can about it, but it's up to you to decide. But if you don't want to take the vaccine, no one can force you to take it. No one should force you to take it. And as a matter of fact, I introduced a bill to stop that. The bill is called the We Will Not Comply Act. It allows people to have the ability to say no to masks and vaccines. And if they're discriminated against based on the mask and the vaccine, then it gives them the right to sue any person or any entity that is discriminating against them for choosing not to wear the mask and the vaccine.
All right, good stuff. Marjorie, we're going to have to leave it there. Always appreciate you coming on the program. And where are we at now? Are you unsuspended now, or are we still in the suspension stage?
Oh, the notorious MTD is been unleashed.
Notorious
back on
MTG.
Twitter.
I love it. Notorious MTG. Love it. All right. Marjorie Taylor Greene, ladies and gentlemen, great American patriot. And you'll be able to find her on Twitter one of these days. So Marjorie, God bless.
Okay. You too. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Bye, Todd.
All right. Oh, my goodness. That poor lady. She's a great, great patriot. And we appreciate her coming on the program. It's ludicrous that she got suspended like that.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
we got to fight back here. We just got to fight back. We are battling social media censorship. We just had Marjorie Taylor Greene on. And I'm telling you, the only way to get around Facebook is to slowly wean yourself off of it. And one of the ways to do that is by signing up for our free newsletter. Any of our new listeners out there, if you haven't already done so, we put out a daily newsletter with direct links to all of our stories. It's at toddstarns.com. It will not cost you a penny, and we don't sell your information. You're going to get a daily newsletter from us and with all the information that, quite frankly, Facebook and the Biden administration do not want you to see. I would also encourage you to subscribe to the daily podcast. You're busy at the lunch hour. You may not be able to hear all 3 hours of the show. You're going to get all 3 hours, and it's a great, great podcast. You're going to love it. Again, free of charge. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Connor in Boston. Connor, what's going on?
Hey, Todd, pleasure to be with you. And I'll tell you, the podcast is one of my favorite things to do when I can't listen to the show. It's phenomenal, and, you know, no commercials either, so it's phenomenal there. But I'm going to tell you, when it comes down to the Democrats and the coronavirus vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine, they really have a lot to really be shameful of when it comes down to it, because these are the same people, including the Vice President of the United States, who said that they would not take this vaccine if President Trump told them to take it. And now I would ask them quite frankly, what has changed? Because clearly you were getting the security briefings then. Why all of a sudden, now that you're back in power, is it so safe to get now? You know, I'm a fully vaccinated person. I didn't get it because I was, you know, I took advice from President Biden or President, you know, Vice President Harris. I got it from my doctor. I made that decision based on that. But I just feel like their credibility, it's just not there. It's all political with them, and it always has been from the start of this pandemic.
Oh, no doubt about that, Connor. And again, I don't recall social media cracking down on Kamala Harris or Joe Biden or anybody else in the administration in the early days when they said they would not take of anything that a vaccine created under the Trump administration. I mean, that's pretty despicable. But this is where they are, and we've got to call out the hypocrisy here.
You know, it's so true. And, you know, it just comes down to the fact where they just have, a double standard for everything. And big tech is no different. It's only a conspiracy if it's not coming out of the lips of a Democrat. That's really the way they look at it.
You're absolutely right, Connor. Absolutely right. Good hearing from you, sir. We're coming up on a news break. Are you doing well otherwise?
Todd, I'm doing amazing. I have your show again. I'm in my electric car right now. I'm actually in downtown Boston
today. Oh, dear. You know what, Connor? You're doing great, but your phone connection is not. It got garbled there. But we will. Poor Connor. He's always got the bad foot. You know what it is? It's all those liberals up there. They cause too much interference. He's up in Boston, folks, and he loves driving. If you haven't heard of Connor on the line, he's our favorite millennial, and he literally drives through the Harvard campus with all of his conservative memorabilia just to trigger the liberals. We love that guy. We love that guy. All right, folks, we've got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. I know that we have one or two pastors out there that listen to this radio program. We're honored. We try to be a family-friendly program, unless we're talking about rockets blasting off into space. But again, we just report the news. That was Breitbart's headline. So I mean, we appreciate you putting us on the church prayer list, but, you know, you don't necessarily have to for that particular story. Anyway, welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio show. What were we talking? Oh, yes, pastors. So Kamala Harris is, man, they're just throwing out all the stops. They really, really, really want you to get that China virus vaccine. They want you to drop your drawers and take it in the behind. They really do. And so now they have resorted to saying you have a Christian responsibility to get the China virus vaccine. Here's the vice president, ladies and gentlemen.
I believe that the vaccinated is the very essence of what the Bible tells us when it says, love thy neighbor. Right? Because what we know is, one can ask, well, who is one's neighbor? Is it the person who lives to my left, lives to my right? I know them, may borrow a cup of sugar, right? But what we know it means when we talk about love thy neighbor is that, yes, it may be the person next door, and it may be the man on the side of the road, and it may be a perfect stranger. And in the face of that stranger, you see a friend. That's what this is about. And so by getting vaccinated, you are loving your neighbor.
What? What? Now, let me see if I can't unravel what Reverend Harris is telling us. First of all, these are the same people who are telling you to rat out your neighbor. If you saw your neighbor grilling a hamburger in the backyard, you were supposed to call the cops. Remember that, ladies and gentlemen? Remember that episode early on in the Biden administration when you were supposed to spy on your neighbor? What was the there are 10 commandments, but in some circles they say there is actually an 11th commandment. Thou shalt not spieth on your neighbor, and if thou doest that, thy neighbor has the right to kickest thou, that they, thou, in your neighbor's ass. Right? It's right? I mean, it's a biblical term. You know, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's ass, or kicketh thy neighbor's ass. I'm just telling you. So now Kamala Harris is trying to make all of you Christians out there feel guilty and that you have a Christian duty now to get that China virus vaccine. What say you, ladies and gentlemen? 844-747-8868. I say heresy. 844-747-8868. Curious to know. You know, they just don't stop, do they? They just do not stop. The only thing I enjoy about dealing with these Democrats is being able to go home and after having to talk about the Democrats and Joe Biden and Kamala Harris and the way she got to power, it makes you feel dirty. And you go home and you take a shower and you come out of that hot, steamy shower and what do? You grab a towel and then you try to dry off, but the towel, it doesn't exactly do what it's supposed to. It's nice and soft, but it doesn't do what it's supposed to do, which is dry you off. And this is why I'm so glad that Mike Lindell has now created a brand new towel. And this thing is absolutely unbelievable. The towels are just, they're made right here in America. And they have this incredible technology where you get the nice soft feel of the towel, but it actually works. It dries you off. And by the way, the towels that Mike Lindell over at MyPillow is creating, they're all made right here in the U.S. of A. And they're made with USA cotton. And they come with that all-important MyPillow 60-day money-back guarantee. But you're not going to need it because you're going to love these towels. So all this week, Mike is offering, just for our radio listeners, an incredible special, a six-piece towel set. Normally, it's over $100, but you're just going to pay $39.99. It is an amazing deal, $39.99. You're going to get two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths, again, made with USA cotton. They are soft but absorbent. Kind of like the idol. It's just a great towel. Now, here's what you need to do. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new radio listener special, and you're going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the towels. All you have to do is enter my last name, the promo code STARNS, or you can call 800-839-8506 for one of these great radio specials, thanks to our good friend Mike Lindell. Grace, I'm curious. I know you're a well-traveled lady.
I'm trying to be, yes.
Have you been to Cincinnati, Ohio?
Nope.
So they have something over in Cincinnati, and I don't pretend to make sense of it. I just don't understand it. But they have something called Skyline Chili.
Oh, I thought you were going to say an NFL team.
Ooh, wow, that hurt. That's good. That's, wow, that's a low blow. So much for getting on the Cincinnati station. So they have something around town. It's called Skyline Chili, and people swear by this stuff. So I remember the first time I went to Cincinnati, believe it or not, it was to cover riot. They had race riots. And so they sent me to cover the race riots. And as I normally do, Grace, when I go into a town, I always like to scout out the local restaurants.
You got to get a bite to eat.
Wanted to make sure this one wasn't in, like, the war zone.
Well, yeah.
So I
peaceful lunch.
So I came across Skyline Chili.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said I'd like some of the chili. And they prepare the meal for so I get the chili, and I'm like, what the hell is this? They like, it's not a bowl of chili. It's like there's spaghetti noodles, and then they put beans on top of the spaghetti, and then they pour this chili gravy over the beans, and then they pile it with at least 2 pounds of shredded cheese.
That just sounds like
and onions.
Spaghetti.
And I'm like, what is this?
What?
So
that's
anyway,
not chili.
So anyway, there's been a big controversy in Major League Baseball because the Mets announcer ripped Skyline Chili on air last night. Gary Cohen, he's the Mets play-by-play guy, and they're playing the Cincinnati Reds. And so this is what happened during the game last night.
This is the local delicacy known as Skyline Chili, the five-way with the spaghetti and the beans and the cheese.
Five-way.
First, the disgusting chili gravy.
And what do you put on
the onions?
You put some mustard or something on
that? Wait a second. After the onions comes the cheese, and that's what makes it the five-way. Here we go. Is the cheese. They put like 10 tons of shredded cheese on there, and this is supposed to be food that you actually eat.
Now, does the cheese melt, or is that a...
Ronnie, have you ever had Skyline Chili?
I have not.
I would recommend...
Not having it, or...?
Well, no. You need to try everything once.
Okay.
All
right.
It doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Try it once, and then you'll never eat it again.
Oh, man. He started talking about the five-way? I was like, these Ohio people, they have to get freaky
yes.
with their chili.
Remind me to tell you about Whoopie Pie in New Hampshire, by the way.
Oh, no.
No, but seriously.
That doesn't sound good either.
The guy is trashing the beloved food of Cincinnati.
I feel like you don't do that during a sports broadcast.
That's the only thing they bring to the Culinary Hall of Fame is that chili. Which, by the way, I like on a good chili dog, but I'm not too keen on the whole. I don't get the spaghetti with the beans, and I'm not a bean guy when it comes to my chili.
I'm looking at pictures right now. This is very intriguing. It just looks like spaghetti with instead of Parmesan cheese on top.
Piles of cheddar cheese.
It's cheddar cheese, yeah.
Piles of it. But I got to tell you, it makes a great chili dog, though. Without the beans.
I can see that.
Yeah. It's just the chili sauce or the gravy, and mm-hmm. then you got the, you know, a couple of pounds of, you know, and then, I don't
know. It's really heavy.
It is. But, so anyway, but folks, it would be like, look, I appreciate what Gary Cohen had to say, but dude, are you kidding? They're gonna run him out of town.
I know.
They'll come after.
Fired.
It would be like somebody from the New York Yankees coming down here and trashing pulled pork.
Yeah, just mm-mm.
Yeah, they wouldn't find the guy. We don't know what happened to him. We saw him at the airport, and that was it. You just don't do that.
One way flight to space,
mm-hmm. or two ways, or three maybe. I don't know. Five ways. I don't know. That was. I forgot about that. Do you want a two way? And I'm like, pardon me.
I know.
I just came here for the chili,
you
man.
Five way.
I just came here for the chili. Back away, please, sir. All right, 844-747-8868. I'm sorry for all you Cincinnati fans. 844-747-8868. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
years ago when Cincinnati was a hub for Delta Airlines, when I was working at Fox, I pretty much lived my life. That was a big layover spot for me was Cincinnati. And given the choice, and honestly, it used to be where Atlanta was your layover. And look, it's a great airport, but man, it's just, geez, Alou, you know what I'm talking about. If you've traveled much and you've been to that Atlanta airport, you know. Can I just say something, though? The Zimbabwe art exhibit, it never ends, does it? It's always there. It's been there for, what, 20 years? And they have the jungle music, and then they have that jungle. Then they have the jungle scene, you know, where they got the foliage and the birds chirp. It's very strange. All that to say, I always preferred flying through Cincinnati or Detroit. But in Cincinnati, they had a Skyline restaurant there at the airport, Grace, and I would always make a pit stop and grab a Skyline chili dog.
Well, that sounds good.
The way they do the cheese is pretty spectacular. But
what's so special about
it? It's just shredded really finely, and so it sort of melts in your mouth.
I get what you mean. It sounds delicious. You're making me crave a hot dog. I'm just kind of like, really? I think I've got to go get one after the
show. I'm not sure if I'm allowed to share this, but Brandon Cuomo, who is the program director of our great affiliate in Lafayette, KROF, says, Todd, I don't like beans in my chili either, but my wife loves to load her chili with beans. LOL.
I like beans in my chili.
Oh, I can't stand it. And that's
really?
I love the way Texas does their chili because they don't do beans in Texas. Now, correct me if I'm wrong here, but I don't think Texas does beans.
See, I like beans and ground beef.
All right. That's Both. Fair enough. That's fair enough. All right. But yeah, not me. That will kill. And this is why I love, by the way, the Collegiate Grill in Gainesville, Georgia. They've really got to advertise on WDUN because
we
give them a shout out all the time. But they don't do the beans.
So, oh, that's why you like it so
I'm
much.
I'm just saying. Anyway, by the way, a majority of Republican voters say a fresh face would be stronger than Trump in 2024. I'm not sure I believe this. Oh, here we go. So this poll is making headlines all over the place. The poll asked Republican primary voters, and a majority of the Republican primary voters, according to the poll, say that that President Trump, that 52% say a fresh face would be stronger. A fresh face would be stronger. Now, here we go. Here's the nugget. The poll was conducted by former Ambassador John Bolton Super PAC. So you can take that for what it's worth. I'm telling you, folks, this guy's running. Donald Trump is running for the White House. I know he hasn't announced yet, but he's running. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Rob in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Rob, what do you think about Pastor Kamala Harris?
Well, Todd, her definition of love thy neighbor is different from the way I think. I'm not going to take the vaccine because I'm allergic to penicillin, allergic to typhoid vaccination, and I don't want to be a test dummy to see if it'll see how it'll affect me.
Yeah, Rob, I'm with you, and this is what gets me, is that most of us are not anti-vaxxers. We just have, you know, legitimate medical concerns here, and, you know, that should not disqualify us, or, you know, it should not, you know, for, you know, that should not disqualify us from, like, you know, social media or whatnot. I think we lost poor Rob there, but Rob, I hear what you're saying, and thank you for the call. I've got to get to the story, Grace. Disney theme parks, they have finally unveiled changes to the classic Jungle Cruise. The Imagineers say they're not going woke, but they are necessary changes because they want to be culturally sensitive and environmentally friendly.
Well, now, you were saying at the Atlanta airport they got the jungle music and stuff, right?
Yes.
So couldn't you just go there for free and go on the ride?
I guess you could because they do have the escalator, you know, the moving walkway.
Exactly, along, about the same speed.
Remember when Obama got his official portrait and he was standing in, like, all the foliage, you know,
yes.
That reminded me of the Atlanta airport. Seriously, when you take a pic, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know, exactly.
Right.
I see it in my head.
Right.
Which, hey, you got to give them. It's iconic because you think, I mean, you immediately know.
By the way, another good hot dog. I don't know why I thought about
hot
this.
Dogs.
I've got hot dogs on the brain today.
Hot dog.
The Atlanta Airport. Now, if you're in Atlanta, all right, you got to go by the Varsity and you got to get yourself a hot dog from the Varsity.
I think I've heard of that.
Yeah, it's one of those, like, you know, things that you've got to do.
I see.
In Atlanta. My two recommendations in Atlanta, Mary Mac's Tea Room. Now, you folks in Georgia, you can back me up on this. I hope somebody backs me up on this. Mary Mac's Tea Room, you got to get the fried chicken. You got to get some, all the fixings, but you got to get some pot liquor. Get a side of the pot liquor.
What's pot liquor?
Is that a type of
bourbon or
please
something?
Tell me you did not just ask that question.
I did.
Ladies and gentlemen, we need to help Grace Baker out here. What exactly is pot liquor? Come on, Grace. Pot liquor is the juice that's left over from the greens.
Oh.
And what you do is you take your cornbread, and we will have a discussion on this tomorrow. You know what? I guarantee you somebody's calling in right now to help us out with this question. Poor Grace Baker. What are we teaching our Southern children, ladies and gentlemen? All you folks out there in Salem, Oregon, just excuse me for a moment, and you folks in Portland, Maine, but what are we teaching our Southern children if they don't know what pot liquor is, ladies and gentlemen? What is the country coming to? What is the country coming to? There you go. Anyway, Disney says that they needed to embrace inclusion strategies when looking at all of their rides. And they determined that a lot of the content on the Jungle Cruise was offensive, and it had racist depictions of indigenous people. The ride has been around since, 1955? 1955, this ride has been around. Now, all of a sudden, it's racially offensive, and they've got to redo it.
I've been on it before.
Hey, the whole point was, to be a scary ride?
Kind of, yeah.
I have an idea. Okay, fine. Do away with the Jungle Cruise. You know what they ought to do?
What?
They ought to, create a section of Interstate 240 in Memphis at Disney World.
God.
And just have people, the snipers.
I mean, again, you could just go to the Atlanta airport at rush hour.
I don't know. You don't know what pot liquor is.
No, well, never had it.
You take the cornbread and you crumble the cornbread up in your pot liquor and then you eat it.
Okay.
It's very good.
It makes sense.
It doesn't sound appetizing.
I'm not a big fan of greens.
My second book, I wrote a chapter called Getting Drunk on Pot Liquor. And it was a lot of fun. It was just a funny chapter. So it was about eating, actually, at Mary Mac's Dining Room or the Mary Mac's Tea Room. So.
I'll have to try it.
All right, folks. We got to scoot out of here. What a weird day. Hot dogs, pot liquor, Pastor Kamala Harris. Hey, we're going to do this all over again tomorrow. ToddStarnes.com, the website, great stories there. Download the newsletter, get the podcast, and be good, America.